A word for you from Romans chapter 8, verses 21 and 22. That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. God links salvation, our salvation of His children, even to His creation, all of creation, whether it is in this world and in the universe. Although evolutionists would want you to believe something else, as if though we are totally disconnected from the rest of the universe, God has submitted everything to the will that He has brought about through the cross in revealing the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And all of creation groans to experience this freedom. And it says, groaning together in the pains of childbirth. And in another place as well in the New Testament, it speaks about how all of creation is suffering. They have suffered everything, all the creatures, all plant life, everything suffers as a result of the fall of the mankind and the sin that has resulted. For we walk on this earth, and the earth knows of the blood that is shed, and all the sinful things that mankind has done, and it groans. It is also bound to that corruption. But somehow, in a mysterious way, it awaits the freedom, the liberty of God's children, and then the final redemption for when Jesus comes back. Because everything belongs to our God. It does not belong to some accidental universe. It does not belong to the Big Bang. It belongs to God. All of creation, well, it's created. It is made by Him. And it is in submission to His will. And yes, it does suffer. So when you hear environmentalists and the Greens speaking about the way that the world is suffering, you need to agree, the world is suffering. There are problems, even in creation, but it is not just because of global warming. It's not because of carbon dioxide. It is because of sin. And the answer is not just less CO2. The answer is salvation. Yes, God will unite even the whole universe with the salvation of His people.